KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies at 62 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly later this afternoon with a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In the news, one person was injured during a single vehicle accident northwest of Atlantic Sunday afternoon. According to Cass County Sheriff's Deputy Bill Ayers, a motorcycle with a single male occupant was rounding a curve eastbound on Highway 83 just east of the intersection with Highway 173 at around 3 p.m. when the cycle left the road and entered the ditch. Motorcycle flipped end over end, ejecting the driver, identified by the state patrol as 63-year-old Joseph McFarland of Iowa City. McFarland came to rest under a small tree. He was transported to the Cass County Hospital with injuries that were described as serious but non-life-threatening. Authorities say McFarland was wearing a helmet. The Iowa State Patrol reports 8 out of 13 people riding in a van were transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha following a rollover accident Saturday afternoon in Fremont County. None of the victims were wearing seatbelts. One of the children was flown from the scene by helicopter. The patrol says a 1997 Dodge Ram van driven by 38-year-old Tomas Matias of Omaha was traveling south on Interstate 29 near the Percival exit at around 4:25 p.m. Saturday when the right rear tire blew out. The van went out of control, entered the median, and rolled onto its top. Patrol says among the injured was 1-year-old Edwin Garcia Zacharias, 6-year-old Eduardo Garcia Zacharias, 5-year-old Carolina Garcia Zacharias, 38-year-old Hilario Garcia Pays, 35-year-old Miguel Garcia, and 37-year-old Maria Zacharias, all of whom are from Omaha. On this Memorial Day, activities are set for several area communities. Among them, services in Atlantic will take place at the Field of Glory in the Atlantic Cemetery beginning at 10 a.m. The service will be broadcast on KJAN and videocast on our video channel, which you can find on the web. In Adair County, a program begins at 10 o'clock at the Grave of the Unknown Soldier at Sunny Hill Cemetery. In Anita, events get underway at 10:30 at the Anita Evergreen Cemetery. The Cumberland First Baptist Church will host their annual Memorial Day service at the Cumberland Community Building beginning at 10:30. In Casey, the Casey United Methodist Church is the site for refreshments from 9:30 until 10 a.m., followed by services. In Griswold, the day includes a ceremony at the Griswold Cemetery Circle of Flags beginning at 11 a.m. There's also a luncheon at the Griswold American Legion at 11:30. In Messina, a program will be held at the Cam Middle School Commons beginning at 10:30 a.m., hosted by the American Legion Post number 693. For those and other Memorial Day activities, you can go to the same story on the news page or check out our daily diary on KJAN.com. One of the first ceremonies in Iowa on this Memorial Day will be held at 8 a.m. today at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery in Van Meter.
We have over 2,900 of Iowa and America's veterans and their eligible family members interred at the cemetery.
That's retired Colonel Robert King. He leads the Iowa Department of Veterans Affairs, and he'll head the ceremony this morning. King occasionally presides over burials at the cemetery.
It's an honor to serve in this capacity to give back, to serve our veterans, and to help the families through difficult times that they have.
The Iowa Veterans Cemetery opened in the summer of 2008. The first U.S. soldiers to be buried in Iowa are from the Civil War era. The Keokuk National Cemetery is the final resting place for 600 Union soldiers, 8 Confederate soldiers, and 27 unidentified soldiers. The commander of the Grand Army of the Republic declared May 30, 1868, as Decoration Day to mark the graves of the Union soldiers who died in the Civil War with flowers. But ceremonial days to mark the graves of both Union and Confederate soldiers has been occurring for a few years before that. In 1967, a federal law officially named the holiday Memorial Day. And Iowa Governor Terry Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds will be traveling to southwest Iowa this week. Reynolds will attend a Memorial Day service in Adel at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery beginning at 8 a.m. On Tuesday, Branstad and Reynolds will be in Creston at 9:30 for a tour of Vanmark equipment. At 11 a.m., they'll be in Corning at the Memorial Rock Park for a home base Iowa announcement. Monday afternoon, the governor and lieutenant governor will be in Red Oak at 1 o'clock for a tour of Johnson Controls. Afterward, they'll travel to Glenwood for a 2:30 p.m. stop at the Glenwood Resource Center. Their afternoon concludes Tuesday with a tour of the Grape Community Hospital in Hamburg at 4:15. On Wednesday, the governor and lieutenant governor will be at the Clarinda Correctional Facility for a tour of the Department of Corrections Apprenticeship Program at 8 a.m. After that, they'll be in Bedford for a visit to the Chamber of Commerce and finally in Mount Air for the Ringgold County Courthouse tour. In our funeral announcements, Gladys Musfeld, age 88, of Irwin, died Thursday in Omaha. Funeral services for Gladys Musvelt will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Dr. Dale Schramm, age 81, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Dr. Dale Schramm will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Teddy Joe Shoesmith, age 77, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday in Panora. Funeral services for Teddy Joe Shoesmith will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Bowman's Chapel in rural Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Art Turner, age 69, of Corning, died Wednesday. Celebration of life services for Art Turner will be on Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Messina United Methodist Church, with a luncheon to follow at the church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Virginia Virgie Farley, age 64, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A celebration of life gathering for Virginia Farley will be held from 5 until 7 p.m. tomorrow at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jamie Malden, age 32, of Greenfield, died May 20th in the single vehicle accident in Adair County. Celebration of life services for Jamie Malden will be Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Jean Foltner, age 93, of Lincoln, Nebraska, and formerly of Manning, died Friday. Funeral services for Jean Foltner will be this Friday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.